Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
I think that we have heard consistently 12 to 24 months. Just because you hit $60 oil today doesn't mean you're going to go out and activate your rigs. We expect this the rest of this year to be very flat. What companies are going to begin doing, if you get into this $50 range, you're going to try to restore your balance sheet. And then you're going to go back out, you're going to put the wells back on completion that have had mechanical failures that maybe you've let stay down because there's a dollar to be earned. Then you're going to hit your ducks. And then you got to go out and convince the market that, we're back in business again. We need to, this is a capital intensive play. We know it. We hope to see a steady slow so we don't get that Bakken premium back on the inflationary aspect. But we don't expect to see a whole lot of change the rest of this year. At least the folks I work for, that's what I hear. And next year you would move, can hopefully move the right direction. So, Lynn, I don't know if that's consistent with what you see. But.
And that was Ron Ness, president of North Dakota Petroleum Council. Next, we hear from Lynn Helms, director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources.
No, that's very consistent with the research and also the conversation with operators is that this year we'll be maybe trying to return some idle wells to production. Next year we restore the balance sheet, but it takes 90 days above a price point before the operators really have confidence that that price is going to stick around. They had the big December and January drop, kind of the second leg of this downturn that was pretty surprising to a lot of them, and they're going to need that for confidence building. But the 90 days doesn't restore your balance sheet, doesn't put you back online for borrowing or for venture capital. You got to have some time to raise that and go back to investing. So we really think the impact of better prices doesn't hit until the 2018 budget cycle, and that might be, well, that would be the earliest, is as they put together their 2018 budgets.
To listen to the full-length interview with Lynn Helms, director for the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
The fourth annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4:30 at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the fourth annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4:30 at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Steve Link from Pfeiffer Auction and Realty.
All right, Steve Link, Pfeiffer's Auction and Realty.
Tell me about Pfeiffer Auction.
Well, Pfeiffer's Auction, we're based out of Moorhead, Fargo-Moorhead area. We have 17 licensed real estate agents throughout North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota. We're licensed in Montana as well, too, in Wisconsin and Arizona.
You guys grew pretty significantly in the last 10 years, didn't you?
Yeah, I was licensed 13 years ago. Came on with Kevin at that time, Kevin Pfeiffer, and it's been a nice steady growth and exponentially growth here. Following actually the ag sector, it's been really good growth. Really good positive people have come on board, and the success with our sales have helped that growth.
How's the egg prices been? Last time, there was a time where an acre of land was going for unbelievable amounts of money. Is land prices still, I want to say, higher than what people expect, or is it lower? Where are land prices at these days?
You know, land prices have tempered. In some areas, they've leveled off and flattened. Some places, they're down 10, 20, maybe even 30% off the high. It's really locally driven on how far the prices have either leveled off or gone down. If there's been land sales over the last 3 years and a lot of money has been spent, if it's marginal land, that seems to be taking more of a dip in prices compared to the top quality land. But there's always those sales that beat our expectations, and people really are keying into something special as far as the quality of land, if it's farmland, if it's recreational property, where it's located, what aesthetics it has, the hunting aspects that it has on there. So people in this tighter market have become more educated. They look into the productivity indexes, they look into the financing and what the interest rates are going to be, and they're much more educated. They take their time on making those decisions. So there is farmland and ranch land moving pretty well. It's not the exuberance that there was even 2-3 years ago. Still strong, in my opinion.
How's the Bowman office going? I know you guys opened an office in Bowman about 3-4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago now. I can't think of the specific timeline, but that was quite an investment from you, from your standpoint, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you know, we put three quality people there with Andy Murnock and Jim Sabi running that office, and Allie Paulson kind of the backbone of that office. And so that has been just a star in our company, and good visibility there along 85, and they're strong in the community and strong in the region, and our sales have been fantastic there, both the land sales and equipment sales that we've had there.
All right, let's talk about this mineral sale you guys got coming up. First of all, is this pretty normal to have a mineral auction?
Well, we've done some in the past. We have not done one at this size. We got almost 450 mineral acres of producing acres in Montreal County. And I just got this on board here this last week. And so some of the details of when we're going to hold the sale are yet to come out. But I wanted to make sure during this time that people are aware that they're available. Yeah, it's really unusual to have this quality of minerals offered in this region and at this size. So I really expect there to be good interest in this, even with the down oil prices.
Well, now's the time to buy, because when oil prices go up, that's when the minerals will take off, huh?
Exactly. Be a contrarian and buy now when it's lower. So.
You guys have any other auctions coming up that you might want to note?
Yeah, in September 28th, we have a land sale of almost 2,000 acres just south of Watford City. And this is just a premier property. It's right along. I know everybody's driven Highway 85, has come over the hills. When you come from the south to the north, they come over the hills and looked at this land, because you're always looking for the bighorn sheep and the mule deer and such, and this is a property that has everything, with a farmstead, farmland, a little bit of irrigation on it, or irrigation rights, the badlands, the aesthetics, the view, and we're going to offer that in 7 parcels, and people will be able to lump it together any way they want, and so both a person that's looking for a smaller 40 acre parcel, or the person that's looking for a full section, they're going to have that opportunity at this sale. So I'm really excited for that September 28th sale in Watford City. It's the Woody Watson Ranch. And some people may have know about that ranch, because Woody Watson used to do barn dances in the barn on that place. And so there was probably a few folks that have been on that place, or maybe horseback ride in that area, and they'll know it really well once they look at the maps or drive down there and take a tour of it.
Anything else you want to mention? Pfeiffer Auction Realty, what you guys are about, or any final thoughts?
You know, Pfeiffer's Auction Realty, like I said, we specialize in farmland sales and ranch land sales, and we'll have our fall Western North Dakota land sales this year again, and we're already booking land for that. So look for that, or if anybody's looking to liquidate their line of equipment or parcel or just a few pieces off their equipment, call our Bowman office or call our Moorhead office and we can help you out. So, but yeah, we just have a fantastic group. Go to pifers.com, www.pifers.com, and check out what we have coming up or get the contact information for us.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
To listen to the full-length interview with Steve Link from Pifers Auction and Realty, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.